in Great Britain, there was a sect called the Plymouth Brethren. And they were a very radical sect. John Nelson Darby was I guess you would describe him as a disgruntled Anglican cleric.
He actually was pushed out of the Anglican Fellowship,
right? Yes, he was pushed out of the Anglican Communion.
There was nothing especially radical about dividing history into periods. What separated Darby's dispensationalism was his novel method of biblical interpretation. Very novel, you know. Dispensations only mentioned 4 times in the Bible. He put 7.
Probably no Christian thinker in the last 200 years has so affected the way in which English-speaking Christians view their faith and yet has received so little recognition of his contribution as John Nelson Darby.
Yeah, John Nelson Darby was a man that lived in the 1800s.
Who they would actually coin as being the father of dispensationalism.
Here's all you need to know about this man, all right? He translated his own Bible.
Here's the biggest problem. He made his own Bible. I mean, you're done at that point.
Now, people, they go against dispensationalism because the reason why they would go against dispensationalism is because Scofield, when he published his reference Bible, it was part of some kind of Illuminati conspiracy, they're going to say. They're going to go against Darby because he has his own reference Bible. So it's not the King James Version.
Now, you say, well, you know, what's wrong with the Bible? I mean, you know, I'm sure he went to the Textus Receptus, you know, and they should align somewhat. Well, let's look at how much they align.
In Romans chapter 3 and verse 1, the King James Bible says, what advantage then hath the Jew?
Or what profit is there of the circumcision? So when the Bible said, what advantage has the Jew? In other words, it's talking about that the oracles of God obviously were given to them.
They had received the laws of God. They had an advantage in the fact that they knew God and understood God.
Right? The Word of God was revealed to the Hebrews in the Old Testament. That's the advantage that they had. God gave them the Word of God. And He committed unto them the responsibility to propagate the Word of God throughout the whole earth, to evangelize the Gentiles. That's the advantage.
Now keep in mind that one of the heresies of dispensationalism is Zionism.
We know what happens to Israel. Those that follow the scriptures, it's very clear. Israel's not going away. You sense the hope with those people, with the people of Israel. Do you sense that they understand the reality? Because I do see this, that they know God has a special plan for that country.
Well, John Nelson Darby, look what he says. What then is the superiority of the Jews?
Or what is the profit of circumcision? Now, hold on a second. What then is the superiority of the Jews? The Bible doesn't say they're superior. The Bible says they had an advantage.
He wants to show that the Jews are more superior than anybody else. It doesn't say superior, it says advantage.
You know, but of course a Zionist would say, oh no, the Jews are superior to Gentiles. You know, we're just a bunch of dirty heathen Gentiles and they're superior than us. No, you know what? The Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. The Bible says that we're all made of one blood. Here's the thing. What's the difference between a Jew, the Old Testament Jew, and the Gentiles? Here's the difference. The Jews had an advantage. They were given the oracles of God. They were given the laws of God. But were they superior? Were they created better than the Gentiles? No, but not according to John Darby.
Yeah, he's just off a little bit. Well, strike one.
God's doing something now. But think about this. Now we are coming to love Israel and understand that God still has a purpose. The church is, the Gentile church, I should say.